Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. On needing glasses. For months, I wondered if I needed glasses. I started giving myself little eye exams throughout the day, and especially when I was driving. I knew that close work, time at the computer, doing cross-stitching, reading, was becoming an issue. I considered picking up a pair of readers at Walmart, but it didn't seem that bad. And when I was driving, I could read every sign on roads I knew. I discovered that harsh truth when I drove down to Virginia Beach by myself to visit family. Getting into town was no problem. I knew the route, so I never really checked the road signs. But when I got into the heart of the city and had to know exits and then street signs on unfamiliar roads with heavy traffic, I discovered I not only needed glasses, I needed them badly. In life, I do the same thing. I merrily drive through life, rarely needing to read the signs because I am on familiar ground. I know the route. I know the routine, until suddenly I don't. Tragedy strikes, a friendship blows up, the lab report isn't good, the phone call is bad news, or a friend needs answers to unanswerable questions. And suddenly, I'm on unfamiliar roads, squinting. The signs are fuzzy and the traffic is heavy. Getting lost or worse is not only a real possibility, but a strong possibility. And I realize I need glasses, desperately. I need perspective. I need something to align my vision because I'm not nearly as together as I supposed I was. Those glasses or that perspective, it's an eternal one. The one that remembers that this life is temporary, that these horrors won't last forever. The one that recalls that every person I meet is created by God, dearly loved by him and headed for an eternal destination, one of two choices. The one that is reminded that this life is very short compared to all eternity. The one that sets itself on things above, Colossians 1. The one that says, I don't have all the answers, but I know the one who does. The one that cries out in groanings to the only one who can fill in the blanks, Romans 8. I have to take every problem, every situation, every decision, every thought, and align them
with God's word. I have to take a giant step back and ask God to give me his perspective on each thing, each person, circumstance, or decision. I have to put on the glasses of what I say I believe and actually apply the words to the reality, choosing to trust that his perspective, his ways, thoughts, and plans are better than my own. When I was driving in Virginia Beach, I desperately needed the glasses that would correct my vision. The problem was, they were still at the doctor's office waiting to be prescribed. When my life is suddenly rerouted onto different unfamiliar and uncomfortable roads, I desperately need the truth of God's word to correct my perspective. The problem comes when it's still on the shelf, waiting to be read and applied. My glasses only correct my vision when I wear them. God's word only speaks when I take it in and apply it. And just like I need my glasses every day, even when the route is familiar, I need God's word every day, even when life is going well. I need an eternal perspective for the good times as well as the bad. I need a rich life in the word of God every day, not just when life gets fuzzy. Because I have come to find that my vision is always flawed, even in my most familiar and comfortable surroundings. And I have the glasses that I need to correct my perspective every single day. The question is, am I wearing them? Or are they sitting on the shelf? Special note for you, if you want to get into God's Word, but you're having trouble or you don't know where to begin, I have some suggestions for you. I love the one-year Bible. You can pick up a hard copy or put it on a reading device. You can find it online too at www.oneyearbibleonline.com. You can pick the translation to read it when you do it online. A different one each day if you want to. You can put two translations next to each other to help you get a fuller picture of what it's saying. I like the New Living Translation and the New International Version, but you could try the Contemporary English or the Message for the Word in very modern language. I also love a book by Steve M. Miller called How to Get Into the Bible. It sets up every book of the Bible like a movie review, giving you the plot, the main characters, the setting, etc. It also shows you where that book fits in the timeline of the Bible and world events. It's a terrific resource to help you understand what you're reading. Still not sure where to start? Well, the Book of John is an awesome place to begin. Just try setting aside 5 minutes a day to read. As you read, ask God to show you what he wants you to see and for the grace to apply it to your life. After John, head for Romans, another great place to start. The awesome thing is that God will bring what you read back to mind as you need it throughout the day.